Mr. Whitehouse, the next two public hearings are the same applicant, the same neck of the woods and so on, but they are on different sides of the road. Has the applicant asked to consolidate presentations, or is that not appropriate?
Not to me, and Ms. Peach shaking her head.
My intention was to present separately.
Okay.
They're just different.
Yep, sorry. Well, that's why I asked the question.
And there's unique differences with each property I'd like to address separately.
That's why I asked the question.
Thank you.
And she's always quick.
The same, the things that are similar, you can just incorporate by reference if you want to.
Okay.
However you want to do it.
Perfect.
She always does it.
All right, our next public hearing is change of zone number 1974, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.83 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Vines Creek Road, which is Route 26, approximately 425 feet northwest of Powell Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 365. The 911 address is 34371 Vines Creek Road, Dagg. And the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 152.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's property survey, a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of the plus comments and the applicant's response to the plus comments, and I would note we received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mackenzie Pete for the record with Berryman, Dallas, Brockstead, Federico, and Cardea. I'm here this afternoon, evening, on behalf of Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White. Mr. White is present with me today. The applicant seeking a request of a change of zone from AR1 to C3 for the application change of zone number 1974. For the property that's located off of Vines Creek Road, Route 26. It's a 2.83 acre property, more or less, and that address is 34371 Vines Creek Road, excuse me, and tax map parcel number 134-11-152. As Director Whitehouse stated, we've submitted a number of exhibits into the record for your consideration. I'll address some of those throughout my presentation. The site lies on the northeast side of Route 26 specifically, and it's approximately 425 feet from this intersection here, which is the intersection of Route 26, Omar Road, and Powell Farm Road. So at this intersection and adjacent to the site is a CarQuest Auto Parts on property that's zoned CR1. Excuse me, I hit the wrong overlay. There you go. As well as a property adjacent to that auto parts site, it's a marine store. And then traveling east on Atlantic, you'll see a number of other sites here that are also zoned commercial, CR1, where Good Earth Market is, and then at the opposite intersection of Roxana Road and Route 26. There are a number of uses at that, commercial uses specifically, including Creative Concepts, Liberty Gas Station, Hawkers, and Walgreens. And then at the site location is also a site that was just rezoned C3 last year. That's for a proposed mixed development, if you recall that, with commercial on the bottom and residential on the top. As well as the St. George's Church and Cemetery, which I'll address in the next presentation. I know that was an issue of concern for the next case. So the applicant seeking to rezone the subject property for future development of a self-storage facility to include on this side the storage of vehicles on the site, all of which are permitted in C3. The storage of vehicles is not permitted by right in C2. That's why we're seeking the C3 designation on this side of the road. And that is made clear in the permitted use table in the commercial permitted use table specifically. Other unique characteristics regarding this site, there's a tax ditch that runs through this site, and that's noted on the plan. As stated in our response to the plus comments, a tax ditch right-of-way modification will need to be addressed, and it will be surveyed, etc., and analyzed for effective function. In the back portion of that property, Denmark's also noted the potential presence of wetlands, and we understand that those would have to be delineated in any future development of this site. We're obviously just seeking a rezoning today, and all of that would be addressed at site plan approval of the property. This property is also within the Tier 1 Sussex County Unified Sewer District. The increase in traffic and effect on surrounding roadways will also be analyzed, reviewed, and approved by DLDOT in the applicant's pre-submittal meeting. As the plus comments indicated, we're anticipating frontage and entrance-related improvements only at this point, but obviously that could change. The project on this particular property is very unique. It's located in three different investment levels, 2, 3, and 4. So the area in the front of the property is located in investment level 2, then the middle of the property is 3, and then the back of the property is 4. The intention is that we're only really developing in 2 and 3, and then the out-of-play area where the tax ditch area would be not developed anyways, as shown on the plan. As I stated, the intended future use is a storage facility to include the storage of parked vehicles, and that added component, as I stated, is something that's permitted in C3, not in comparison to the C2 on the other side of the road. The intention is that this piece would actually be the phase 2 of the project. The storage facilities would be under the same business roof, etc. We would develop parcel 107 and 8 first, and then the second piece thereafter in a phased approach. The proposed rezoning from AR1 to C3 is also consistent with the comp plan and future land use area. As you previously saw, this entire area is designated as the coastal area, and within this site, there's been a number of, specifically 5 change of zone applications. One was change of zone 1738 for a change of zone from AR1 to B1. That was for the existing thrift store that's down the road. There's also a change of zone 1789 from AR1 to CR1, which is the location of Good Earth's Market. The third was change of zone 1798 from AR1 and CR1 to C1, where the auto center is located. The fourth was change of zone 1840 from AR1 to CR1, adjacent to Bob's Marine down the road. And then the final was that Mars RE application here that recently changed from AR1 to C3. And finally, table 4.5-2, titled Zoning Districts Applicable to Future Land Use Categories, confirms that C3 is an applicable zoning district in the coastal area. So for all these reasons, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, promotes the orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County, will obviously provide much-needed storage facilities in the area. There's a huge demand. Mr. White's gone around and talked to his neighbors, and there's a huge demand for this use. There's tons of residential growth, as we know, and we need services and uses like this in an area that is appropriately located near other commercial uses on Route 26. So I'll conclude this portion of my presentation there and answer any questions you may have. It may make more sense just to answer all questions. I don't know, Mr. Robertson, what you think at the end of both. Or
if we're doing them totally separate, just to keep it straight.
Okay. Okay.
We'll see if anybody has any questions. Then we'll conclude with this, and then we can get on to the next one. That'll be fine.
We're more liable to mess that up.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that sounds fun.
I'm more concerned about me keeping it straight. You know?
I don't want to say.
Yeah. I'll mess it up. I'll mess it up for sure. So we're going to keep it separate, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate for some questions.
Probably when you do your second presentation.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mears.
Sorry.
I have no questions, but I agree the storage is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're saying there's going to be storage vehicles?
Right. So if you wanted to park a car or a camper or something like that, you can't do that technically in C2. There's a footnote on the permitted use table for C2 that states that you can't have outside storage, whereas C3 you could do that. So the idea was that we have just self-storage units on the left side of the road, but then you have self-storage units, but the capability, if the demand is there, for outside storage of vehicles.
Okay.
So people right. need to park their car or whatever it may be for an extended period of time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have any other questions. Thank
you.
My question is just, do you plan to pave over the whole place? Because it does say that it's a excellent groundwater recharge area, so I would be just as happy if you did not.
So that was actually mentioned, obviously, in the plus comments, and we responded, it's the intention to have a more pervious surface here, and maybe, yeah, crush and run or something like that. We haven't gotten, obviously, to that point yet where we've made those considerations, but it's something we've talked about in light of the plus comments, and we understand that there are environmentally sensitive portions of the property in the back and excellent groundwater area as well.
No questions?
Okay.
No, thank you.
Counsel, none for me either. Anyone? Okay. All right. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. It's a little scarce out there. Everybody here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1974, Gregory T. White and Patricia P. White. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Dennis on the line. Dennis, your line is open. Dennis White.
Duly noted. All right, thank you. All right, operators, anyone else standing by?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
All right, then. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions?
Thank you.
All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public